Now, one of the big beliefs that was hanging out there in the ionosphere was I didn't know it was there, so I let it direct me. And the channel said this was a really good example of how we allow outside forces to create who we are. And I've got a story that I want to share with you about that. Actually, two stories. So I had a really good February, feeling really great. I created a lot creatively, created a lot financially. And I thought, wow, you know, take a deep breath, Dee. You can breathe a lot easier. And then all my pipes are going out on me in my house, which is about water. And I'm sure stuff about water is going to come in tonight. I get a yes on that. And so water's backing up in my house. So we find out that we've got about $7,000 worth of work that we have to put into the pipes. The water heater seals are going because it's such an old water heater. And so for some brief seconds, a few hours, I went back into the oh, poor me, see, no matter what I do, it doesn't matter. I just get hit again. Sound familiar, guys? That's what we don't want to put back out into the ionosphere. So, for anything and everything that may be in your presence that has happened since last Wednesday, because we are being given an opportunity to be really conscious and stay on top of. In the moment, no, I am choosing that I stay in creation, that all is good. I'll just create more money. I'll create more flow. When I say it's about flow, I get a no, though, but we'll get into that. If I forget, then bring me back to it. But I want to tell you the other story, and so that you'll become very clear and conscious of what I'm talking about. So I had this great audition come in for a healer. It was, love the material. I, you know, worked on it since the weekend. So excited it was tomorrow. I went, wow, if there's a more perfect part for me out there, I wouldn't know what it is. They just called and it had been canceled, and they've worked it into a character that was already established on the show. So again, for a brief moment, and I mean a brief moment, I started going back to, oh my God, what is this? Why am I creating? And I said, am I creating this? No. Not unless I go back there and go into my victim crap again. So I said, okay, then I just created again. If this one came in and I created this, what do I want? I want more of this. And I want beautiful completion of this. And consistency of this and excitement about this. And I want to keep my joy of knowing that if I created this, I'm going to create it again. Bring it on. And that is what we are getting a fabulous opportunity to create right now. So I'm hoping you all followed that because, as you know, most of the time, the best way I teach is using myself. Something really huge came in to me also. I was trading sessions with this hypnotherapist, and we got finished, and she said, oh my God, Dee, I had no idea. Where do you get all this information? I don't think there's anything I can do for you. What do you want to work on? Because she was going to do some hypnotherapy for me, and I said, I want to work on not being panicked about remembering the lines. Now, I always remember my lines, but the panic that goes on within me is hell. So she said, well, that's weird. When did this start? And I said, well, I don't know. Let's ask the channel. So we went into the channel, and the first thing I heard was travel. And I said, well, I do know that I have anxiety when I have to travel to Europe. And I said, okay, so I made the statement. I'm in anxiety about remembering lines, because if I remember my lines, I will be very powerful. I will be in my joy. I'll create myself big again, and then I'll have to travel. And it was a yes. And I went, really? Okay. It didn't quite feel like it was there, but I just follow the breadcrumbs like I do on all these amazing privates that we're doing right now. Oh, my God, every one of them. I can't believe. And so I balanced it, and I said, okay, what does all this have to do? So I'm fear of all of these different places. And then the word dropped in. I'm in fear of being displaced. Now, you know that I'm used in this work to bring forward the fears of the collective. And I want you to just stop, take a breath, and look at everything that's going on in the world right now. The tsunamis, the tornadoes, the foreclosures. We are being displaced. So what do we want to know? We want to know that we're the creators. We're the answer. We're the highest I am of my I am, and that I always create me, being home, knowing that I'm home, having a safe and secure home, because I'm it. The home of me is within me, and that I always have dominion over. So I'm on the set today. You think I had problems with any of the lines? Was so in my joy, so connected with all the actors. So I want us all to come forward right now and know that we belong. We are secure in our place. We create our place of harmony and belonging within ourselves. And so it is. And around that I am the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within the radiation of my light. I want you to be sure and remember that, because for some reason we need the radiation of my light in order for the horror line to straighten out and everything to be in place, right? So I am the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within the radiation of my light. And when you claim that, know that you are directing yourself to be the frequency of it. So feel the frequency, or say the word frequency, or be aware that you're claiming the frequency that you are. So I am divine love around all of that. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights, and the golden light. So when all this came down about all this money that I was going to have to pay out for the pipes and the water heater and all that, I took a dovetail, right? And I said, okay, I see, I'm in reaction. I know I'm in a place that is not going to create for me. And so I want to remember everything that I know about staying in the place it creates. And the answer was, you're not choosing to be happy no matter what, which is what you tell all your listeners. So I did it right away, and I said, okay, I don't care. I have the money, didn't want to use the money, but I have the money. Hawaii will happen another way. I'm creating that too, and I'm going to choose to be happy, because that's going to create it all working out. So they gave me this great statement for you. You know, instead of should happens, bliss happens. So I've just posted it all over my house. Bliss happens. And I claim that. I claim that for all of us. I am divine love around that, baby. Bliss happens.